views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women on this lovely Friday, and we're going to have a fun talk today. Ever wanted to know why people are the way they are, or why you are the way you are? Today, we're going to talk about how we can understand each other by the elements. My guest is Dondi Dalen. Dondi is a published author, award-winning public speaker, and internationally acclaimed dancer, actress, and teacher. She co-wrote The Little Book of Energy Medicine with her mother, Donna Eden, and heads the Teach the Teacher program at the Eden Energy Medicine Certification Program in Phoenix, Arizona, where she also teaches teachers public speaking. From 2001 through 2008, Dondi taught the five elements at the renowned Feather Pipe Ranch in Montana, and she has been teaching the five elements for 13 years at Omega Institute in New York and at various Eden Energy Medicine workshops around the world since the 1990s. And now she has the book out about it, The Five Elements, Understanding Yourself and Enhance Your Relationships with the Wisdom of the World's Oldest Personality Type System. So we're going to learn about all that today. Welcome, Dondi.
Thank you, Chris. I'm so happy to be here with you and all the listeners. Hello, everybody.
Yes, well, tell us your story. How did you come? I think you grew up with the elements. I mean, who wouldn't with having Donna Eden as your mother?
Yes, I did grow up with the elements. So my mom, Donna Eden, for people who don't know, is a pioneer in the world of energy medicine. And she actually sees energies in the body. And when she was growing up, she noticed that she saw nine distinct energy systems. So you can think of this like the lymphatic system or the endocrine system, the circulatory system, just like that, but she saw energy. She didn't realize at that time when she was seeing, for instance, swirling discs, that those were chakras. And she didn't know that when she saw rivers of energy on the body, that those were meridians. She learned that later as an adult. She trained in touch for health and massage and some Chinese medicine. And she was able to put names to all of the things she had been seeing all her life that really interestingly, she thought other people could see too. She figured out by the time she was a teenager or in her 20s that not everybody saw these systems. But she does, and one of these systems is the five elements. She actually noticed that when she was walking down the street or in school or as she got older in college or at an event, that people seemed to fall into five distinct energy types or vibrations or what I call in my book personality, because the five elements are really a system that hold your thoughts, your moods, how you act, how you react in life. So mom could see that people fell into five distinct vibrations. And later she met a woman named Nancy Post who said, oh my gosh, what you're describing, Donna, is the Chinese five elements, which is about 5,000 years old. But how cool that you can actually see it. So the five elements is incredible. I love it. I grew up in it. I feel like of all the systems that I grew up in, and I grew up in many eclectic systems, including not only Eden Energy Medicine, but astrology and numerology and the Vedic system. For me, it was the five elements that really helped me in life, that helped me get along with people better, helped me with communication, helped me in my work, helped me in my career, helped me in love and romance with my numerous boyfriends who I was trying to figure out over the years, over the past 48 years. And so I really wanted to bring a book to the public that would help explain the five elements, describe the five elements in lay terms, in easy terms, because there are some great books out there on the five elements, but they tend to weigh heavily toward the side of acupuncture, since the five elements was birthed from the system of acupuncture 5,000 years ago. Some of them read like medical texts, and I wanted a really easy, simple book for people to understand their personality so they could get along with others better.
Yeah, that's amazing. So give an example as a child, you know, when you became aware of this, a teenager, give us an example of how you would use this to learn about yourself or others or interacting with others.
Yes, I would love to. So I'm what is considered a wood element, and wood type of people, they're very determined. They set goals. They do things quickly. They don't like to waste time. They get on with life. They move forward. They see the future and they go for it. And so in this way, their communication can feel very blunt to others because woods are kind of on a mission. And so when they're communicating people, that can feel blunt. Woods don't realize that. They're just talking in a way that is honest and truthful and to the point. Well, growing up, when I was a teenager, my mom had been teaching me about the five elements for a long time. It's also a health system, so she was teaching me about the five elements in health. And then I remember having a boyfriend in my early 20s, and he was a very typical water element. And waters move slowly, and they like to take their time, and they don't like to be rushed. And they want things to feel gentle and safe and comfortable. So you can imagine me as a wood going into this relationship. Me and this young man really liked each other, but we had a tough time communicating. And when I went back to my teachings from the five elements and thought, Dondi, no duh, you're having a hard time. You're speaking to him coming from the wood element, which is rushed and urgent and wanting to move ahead and move on. And he's a water. He needs to have maybe a nice meal when you're talking to him. Waters like things like sitting for a long time. You know, the half-hour lunch in America doesn't work for water. They need 2 hours for lunch. They like bubble baths. They like taking walks. And so when I changed up my communication with him, based on him being a water element and knowing, okay, I could reach him better if I speak to him in the language of water, we're going to go a lot further. And we did. Everything opened up at that point. And I thought, that was really when I thought the five elements are going to guide me through life. I can use them at all times. And I started using the five elements in communication, especially with my bosses. I worked in the Middle East. I worked in Europe. I had a dance career, and I managed myself. And so I needed to have really good communication with some of these people who I was negotiating contracts with. So I would speak in their language. So that's just one of the ways that the five elements helps so much in life.
Yeah, sounds like great tools there. And to learn that at a young age, to learn that,
yeah.
I've got to change my communication. Some of us take a lifetime to figure that out, who we're living with and why there's a conflict going on. So you mentioned, you mentioned wood and water. What are the other three elements?
So the other three elements are fire, earth, and metal. And fire, I can go into these in depth, but I'll just touch on them right now. Fire is the comedian, the wizard, the happy, positive person. The earth element is the caretaker, full of compassion. And the metal is seen as kind of the queen or the alchemist. They're full of integrity. They're quite sophisticated, a little aloof. So those are the basic three other elements, but they all come with their own health challenges, their strengths, their their kind of weave and their weave of life. And like I said at the top, how they act, how they react, how they are under stress. And that's a really big one, because most of us, when we're balanced and we aren't under stress, we're pretty cool people, most of us, and we have open hearts. But the stress comes, and there's a lot of stress in the world today, and we default to our most challenging self, for ourselves and for others, and many times our darkest self. And so when you learn the five elements, you learn your challenges, and it gives you so much confidence to go forward and to know where your kind of defaults lie with emotions or moods or how you'll react in a fight. And you can work on that as a human being and become more empowered and more close to yourself and your true spirit.
Yes, and with that, learning how not to, you know, we tend to go into that react mode when we're in stress. We do the reaction instead of, you know, from an action point of view. And so understanding our nature in these elements would help us to probably stop and take a step back and reevaluate and go, okay, how can I do this differently so that I'm being in my positive nature? And I think what I'm hearing, there's a balance point in each of these elements and there's an imbalance, and recognizing where you are in the moment with those.
Absolutely. It's a great system to shift old patterns, to really release old baggage and to be able to move forward. It's like a mirror onto yourself. And it's hard to see ourselves, but this is a tool to help us to see ourselves.
Yes. Well, we're going to go more deeper into these elements when we come back after our commercial break. So stay tuned.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's danacanetto.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis. I'm speaking with Dondi Dalen today, author of The Five Elements. So we've been talking about this, and Dondi, I'd love for you to, we're going to go more in depth on each of the five elements and the personalities associated with it, with each, so everybody can get a little more understanding. And also, I have a sense, is there an order? Because I know in reading the book, like metal is the last one, and is there a sense of order of on a spiritual path, or how does that work?
Yes, that's a great question. I love this question, and to answer it, I don't want to confuse everybody. It can feel a little metaphysical or woo-woo to people, but there is an order, and the way it goes, and I'll tell you why, it goes water, wood, fire, earth, and metal. So if somebody looks at the five elements in a wheel, and that's often how it is presented in a wheel, they'll see it on the internet or they'll see it in the book or any book on the five elements, and they'll see a wheel. It starts with water. And spiritually speaking, the water person has two archetypes, and one is the baby. So the water person can be very, very playful and sweet and curious, just like a little baby. It's the only one of the five elements that has two archetypes. Everybody else gets one archetype. And water is considered the very first element in the wheel. And so oftentimes what this translates to on a spiritual level is water people often feel alone and they feel unsupported. Sometimes this doesn't even make sense. They can have a lot of people around them supporting them, but they think, oh, I'm all alone. No one supports me. Spiritually speaking, it's because they're the first in the wheel and they don't have the support that comes in before them. So I hope that isn't too confusing. I'm going to jump to the end element of metal. And the ending element in these five elements in the wheel of metal is an element that deals with kind of an underlying grief in life. It's not a sadness. It's not where they're walking around emotional. That's more the water type. But metals have kind of an unspoken grief. And part of it is that the metal person is very spiritual. And they're often looking at their journey toward death, knowing that death is coming one day, and what am I doing here on earth, and have I accomplished everything I need to accomplish? And there's a grief that, and by the way, this may not be a conscious grief. It's kind of a subconscious, underlying, subterranean feeling of grief that you can see in a metal person's eyes at times, that they're a little concerned about, will they accomplish everything before death? So let me try and make this even more clear. Not only do we have a main element in our personality, we also have a secondary element, and those can be combined, but we also go through phases in life. And if you look at somebody's entire life, let's say someone lives a full life from birth, let's say they go all the way up to 90 years, you can see them go through the five elements in life: water, wood, fire, earth, and metal. So water is the little baby. Wood is the defiant 5, 6, 7 year old. Fire comes into the teenage years. It's alive and independent. Earth comes into the 20s and 30s and even 40s, gaining more compassion, understanding the world. And then metal is the last phase that people go into, and it's more of a spiritual phase. I hope that makes sense and that I didn't confuse you, Chris.
No. It makes perfect sense because we do go through these phases. And yet, I think in your book, and yet we still have this maybe basic one that we were born with that, you know, that we can relate to throughout our life, that we have, like you said, there's a main one and a secondary one too.
Yeah.
A main element.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
Still having gone through these phases, you still have this main element that, probably you have to, you know, someone is dealing with it in your life, you know?
Yeah. So you mentioned the first and second, and I do want to make note that those can be very balanced as well. The more a person, you know, has done the work, as we say, done the work on themselves, really delved into self-development and self-empowerment and self-knowledge and self-reflection, the elements, the five elements, become more balanced inside of them. So you can have a person, for instance, if it's a really strong earth element, or a really strong wood element, or water, or whatever it is, if that person is really strong in that element, I can tell from the moment they walk in the room what their element is. For people who are more balanced, meaning they kind of dance with all the elements throughout their daily life, and they know how to communicate well, they have a healthy demeanor in work and at home. They're good listeners. They're good talkers. They take all of that into their elements and they become more balanced. It's actually harder to tell a person's element the more balanced that they are. But likewise, we can also be in a moment. I can get very, very woody if I'm angry, or if I'm in business, I go into a wood place and somebody can meet me for the first time and think I'm only one type of personality, where I have this whole other personality at home behind closed doors, which is my water, where I want to read a good book, cuddle up with my son and my family, eat, be comfortable, be safe, put on my pajamas. That's a whole different personality, the water type.
Mm-hmm. So is it a goal to embrace or incorporate into our lives all five of them?
It's a goal for me. That's what I strive to do. That's what my mom and sister strive to do. And we do that through everything from learning about the language of each element and good communication to energy and medicine exercises. I have exercises in my book, The Five Elements, for each element. So for instance, waters often deal with fear. Woods deal with anger. Fires deal with panic. So these are the emotions under stress. Earths deal with over worry, and metals deal with grief. There are exercises that a person can do to shift out of that negative emotion, because sometimes you can't talk yourself out of negative feelings or emotions. It just doesn't work. You have to shift the chemistry and the energy in the body, and you can do that with different exercises. So yes, we try to dance with all of our elements. In fact, I'll tell a funny story, really quick one. My mom is not a metal at all. She is a fire earth. But when she needs to be metal, like talking to her metal husband or being a little bit more in business, she will shut her eyes and say, I'm going to be Meryl Streep today. And that's because Meryl Streep has a lot of metal element. And so we watch Meryl in interviews. Her metal comes out and mom admires it and really embraces it, and she says, I'll be Meryl Streep today, and she can access her metal qualities, because earth and fire combination don't do as well in business. they don't do as well when things are very linear and black and white. And so she needs to access that metal element.
That's a great example. I know Jean Houston talks about that, you know, like taking on the aura of a person who knows how to ask for money or whatever, you know, if that's not you. And you can do that. It's like, yes, it's a similar thing of like incorporating those attributes of Meryl Streep, you know? So,
yes. Yes. And by the way, Jean has a lot of wood and a lot of water. What an incredible woman.
Yes. Yes. Well, so let's talk about some examples of people we know for each element. For instance, water, famous people we would know. Who represents water archetype?
Yes. So with famous people, water archetypes are your musicians, your poets, your writers, your authors. They dive deep into words and lyrics and tones and sounds. I have a couple of examples in the book. I think I used Kurt Cobain, who was very much a water element and dealt with depression, which waters do. The wood personality type is your person who usually goes straight to the top as a COO or a CEO, or they lead countries or they lead organizations. And in the book, I use Simon Cowell. I think I also use Pink, the singer. If you listen to the words of Pink's songs, they are very wood and water, but a lot of anger there. Woods often think about injustices in the world, and they're very blunt. Simon Cowell is the judge on singing competitions. Mm-hmm. He's very blunt. He's very to the point. People think he's a little insensitive or very insensitive, which Woods often get accused of, and Woods just think they're very honest. The fire personality type is positive. It's a person who smiles. I believe I used Ellen DeGeneres and Jim Carrey as examples. Ellen DeGeneres on her show, it's so great. Everything comes back to a positive place. Even if it's a difficult topic or subject, she spins it back to positivity and optimism. That's the gift of a fire. The earth personality type, my all-time favorite, and my mom's and sister's as well, is Mr. Rogers. And people mm-hmm. in the West know Mr. Rogers. We grew up with him on TV. He made us feel safe and comfortable and invited us into his home, and we could trust him. And that is the earth personality type. Another example is Pope Francis, very compassionate man. And then the last is the metal personality type. And people like Angelina Jolie, Victoria Beckham, Benedict Cumberbatch, they are very regal, sophisticated, a little aloof, a little detached. And if you go back and you look at all these body types, you start to realize, oh, they have specific body types.
Okay, well, we can get more into that.
Each other.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that when we come back from our break. Well,
great.
Stay tuned. We'll be back and talk more with Dondi.
In to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit thrivebyjen.com today.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit SpiritFireRetreatCenter.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and we're with Dondi Dalen today about the five elements. So, Dondi, please share your website and what is available for people there.
Yes, the website is learnthefiveelements.com, learnthefiveelements.com. And what is available there is a free quiz. You can go right on. The quiz takes probably about 4 to 5 minutes for most people, and you will find out immediately your first primary element and also your secondary element in that quiz, and then you'll be able to read about what those mean. If you'd like to sign up for my newsletter, I don't bombard people. I write a newsletter about once a month, if that, with all sorts of good resources. If you'd like to sign up for it, you will get a free download of a really beautiful five elements chart. And when you see the chart, there's a purple background on it, and we actually magnified a quartz crystal to get that beautiful purple deep background. So you'll have that as well, and enjoy the site. There's a lot there to learn about.
Great. When you did talk about, so your primary and secondary, so is that what you mean when we talk about the combination of the elements? Do most of us have a combination, or do we, in different time? Well, you did talk about different times in your life. You might, you know, we kind of go through the sequence, but I know in your book, and why things come up differently is you might have a, you know, it's kind of like we talk about inside voice and outside voice, and inside personality, how you are at home by yourself and how you are in public.
Yes, yes. So it is true. Most of us have two elements that we work with in life, two main elements. We always say there's a primary one because that's the one that most people see. It's what we lead with in our public life. It's what we show in work. And then there's a secondary one. And oftentimes we can come into that more at home or when we're alone. And so both of those elements will work together. But I would like to say that every once in a while you meet someone who is super strong in one element. And without getting too political, I promise I won't, I would like to just touch on Trump because our president is very, very wood. And he's leading our country in a very wood way. In my opinion, it's an imbalanced wood way. But he doesn't have a lot of other elements to draw from. So if you're a person who maybe takes the quiz on my website, or you read the book and you say, wow, I think I'm two or three elements. Is that good or bad? That is so good, because you have resources to draw on. You have maybe the earth, the fire, the water. Donald Trump doesn't have a lot of anything else but a really, really tough wood. Wood is about being number one, thinking we're the best. You know, as a wood element, if a wood element person is imbalanced, they want to speak. They don't want to take in other people's opinions. What they say is right. What they say goes. And they can be very insensitive and move forward and steamroll people in a way that can feel very, very hurtful and actually be dangerous. But that is an imbalanced wood, and we all have our imbalances. It's not only the wood type that goes to these very unhealthy places. So if you're working with two or three elements, that's fantastic. I would say that Trump probably he does have some water. You can see the water in his body type and the way he wears his clothes and the way he walks. He walks slowly. He shuffles along. His clothes are kind of droopy and drapey. This is all very indicative of a water type. And I think he has the baby archetype of the water. Remember, there are two archetypes for water. There's the baby and there's the deep philosopher. I believe he has the baby. He may also have a little bit of fire when he's on stage, but most people who are in the limelight or on stage or on TV, they have to be able to pull up some fire or they won't be very interesting as performers or speakers or presidents, because the fire is so charismatic. It's what the fire element is that person at a party who you're drawn to. And everybody loves having that person at their party or that person at an event because they're so much fun. They're so positive. They're so charismatic. Or if they aren't positive, they bring things to life. Whatever it is that is on their agenda, they bring it to life for people. And Trump has done that for a lot of people. In our nation, he has brought things to life. It's that charisma. Good or bad, it's charisma. So, yes, most of us work with two main elements, and then we'll have a third element. Some people will find an element. Like for me, I don't relate to metal much at all. And I always think, wow, do I have any metal? I don't feel any metal. And you can feel that with an element. It's very, very interesting once you start delving in and going really deep into this.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things we talked about at the break before we were on the show, that understanding the difference of wood and metal, that they're very similar. And I know I related to both, but I relate to I think after reading metal, I relate to metal. But I know you wanted to talk about those two because they're a little harder to discern the difference.
Yes, I would love to. So wood and metal of the five elements are the two elemental personality types that seem more pragmatic, or are more pragmatic, I should say, more practical. They tend to see things in black and white. And they aren't as emotional as the other elements of water and fire and earth. They don't have the highs and lows in their emotion. They set goals well. They work well. They're considered very good workers and work horses. So people get confused between wood and metal, but I'll tell you one of the main differences between wood and metal. And it goes right to their main emotion, because every element has a main emotion. As I said, water is fear, wood is anger, fire is panic, earth is over worry or enabling, and metal is grief. So if you go to the main emotion, wood has anger, metal has grief. That's a very different vibration in a personality. Woods will be the first ones to volunteer to go off to war. They will sign up right away. They don't mind fighting things out. In fact, the fight kind of fuels them in some ways. It doesn't ruffle their feathers at all. And going back to our president, you can see that when he has people in his audience who are opposed to what he's saying and they're shouting out, it doesn't bother him. He just kicks them out. So the fight and the tension doesn't bother them, or they'll just dive right in and they enjoy it. So Woods makes very good debaters and very good lawyers. They like to get up and stand up for a cause. Huge difference with a metal person. Metals don't necessarily like conflict. They tend to want to go off and be alone to resolve conflict. They don't want to engage in fighting or stress or tension. Your journey with conflict is much more of a solo journey and a spiritual journey. So whereas we look at Woods and Metals and they both, you look at them and you think, well, they both kind of lack emotion at times. They're both kind of cold at times. There's a big difference when conflict takes place. And that's a lot of times what we talk about in the five elements. Where do you go under stress? Because that's what we all need to deal with in this world. Woods get angry and they're going to dive right into the stress and get it done. They see problems. They see things that need to be fixed. They're going to fix them and move on. Metals are going to go off, maybe meditate, maybe do yoga, maybe get in touch with what's in their soul and their heart. And so that is the biggest difference between a wood and a metal. And just one more thing, when you look at their body types, most woods are short, most metals are tall. Woods are very stocky, broad shoulders, broad jaw lines. Metals, on the other hand, are lean. They have long limbs. If they aren't thin, they look thin because they're tall with long limbs, but they usually are on the thinner side. And you can look at this when you look at Victoria Beckham or Angelina Jolie, who are both metal elements, as opposed to a wood element like Pink or Simon Cowell. Total different body types. So I hope that helps a little bit.
Yeah, well, it's fascinating, the body type that goes with it, because, why there's that connection with, and is it consistent, you know? So I don't know. I'm kind of intrigued by that. But we have to take another break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the how to deal with being in balance, how being imbalanced shows up in your health. I think that's an important issue. So we'll be right back.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the Rad Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit cambokiss.com. Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms Helping Everyday Women Create Extraordinary Lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and we are discussing the five elements with Dondi Dalen. And so, Dondi, we were kind of headed towards this, you know, this aspect of being imbalanced. And some of the aspects you have in the book how that shows up in our health. And I'd love for you to talk about that in this segment.
Yes, so the five elements is based in Chinese medicine from 5,000 years ago. It was written into medical text about 2,000 years ago. And part of what was written into that medical text are the aspects of the physical body that get affected when a water person is out of balance, or a wood or a fire or an earth or a metal person is out of balance. So when I say out of balance, I mean they're stressed, they aren't eating right, they aren't taking care of their relationships. This kind of thing is being out of balance. So there are many different aspects of the body that can get affected, but each element has main organs. And I'll tell you the organs, but when I say this, I don't want the listeners to freak out. It doesn't mean that if you are a water, your kidneys and your bladder are going to be challenged. But those are the organs for the water element. So if you had a health challenge, you weren't feeling good, something was up, you had an ailment, and you went to a doctor of Chinese medicine, they would quickly surmise what your element is, most of them would. And then if you were a water, they would look to your kidneys and your bladder for the root cause of whatever it is that you're experiencing. So for wood, they would look to the liver and the gallbladder. What's happening with your liver and gallbladder? For water, what's happening with your kidneys and bladder? For fire, it's four parts of the body. They are the heart, the pericardium, which is that protective sac around the heart, the small intestine, and the triple warmer. So this is for fire, and I'll briefly explain the triple warmer. The triple warmer is an energy system in the body, and the triple warmer governs fight, flight, or freeze. And so in this day and age of being in fairly stressful societies, if you live in the West, the triple warmer energy system is going to be on high alert in almost everybody, especially if you're experiencing trauma or something that's very difficult in your life. Your triple warmer is going to be on high alert. And you need to find ways to calm down the triple warmer. And we work on that in Eden Energy Medicine. We have a lot of quick and easy techniques to calm the triple warmer. When you calm the triple warmer, oh my gosh, incredible things happen. You can get rid of rashes. You can not go into panic anymore if you're a person who panics, and a lot of fire elements are. So moving on to earth, the main organs are the stomach and the spleen. And for metal, it's the lungs and the large intestine. So just to touch on stomach and spleen, it makes sense for earth. Earths are people who have a hard time making decisions. They loom on a decision for forever. Well, the stomach and the spleen are kind of more slow-going organs in that way. They take the food, they digest it. The stomach has to digest food. The earth person has to digest emotions. And that's a big lesson for the earths. The metal deals with the lungs and the large intestine. So metal people are constantly taking in life and releasing it. It's one of the metal lessons. What can I let go of? What can I release in life? Well, what do the lungs and the large intestine do? Every single day, your lungs are taking in breath and releasing breath and releasing toxins with that breath. The large intestine releases toxins as well, and all the waste from your body. So when you delve into the health aspects of the elements, because remember, the five elements is a personality type system, and it's also a health system, you can find ways to heal just by knowing what your element is and what different parts of your body might be challenged.
Oh, that's fascinating. I'm thinking of being a metal of, I'm in a big process of letting go, because I'm moving from being a director and founder of an organization to retirement, which doesn't mean retiring from life and total retirement. It means moving on to the next thing, but it's a lot of letting go.
Yes, that is a metal lesson. That is their main lesson in life. What do they hold on to? What do they let go of? And how do they process and journey through that?
So what else in our last couple of minutes do you want to share with people?
Well, I think what I'd like to share with people is people will hear a radio show on the five elements, or maybe they'll look at a website on the five elements. And some people can get turned off because they think, oh, that's just categorizing people. I don't want to be categorized. I don't want to be put into a box. Well, I am here to say that the five elements does anything but categorizes you. It actually helps you to understand yourself, understand other people, and above all else, and I think one reason why my mom raised me and my sister in the five elements is it gives you compassion. Compassion for yourself, compassion for other people. You don't, when you know the five elements and you know your personality type, and you know, for instance, if you're a water, that you will probably default to fear under stress. Or if you're a wood, you will probably default to anger under stress. Or if you're an earth, you will probably default to over worrying and enabling others under stress. Well, you don't beat yourself up anymore for those things. You realize that we're all born into a rhythm that we all kind of default to under stress. And so knowing these things gives you a shortcut to knowing yourself and knowing other people and doing better in relationships, gives you a roadmap for your relationships, gives you insight into your journey, and it helps you, instead of being categorized, it suddenly opens you up. Your heart opens, your mind opens, and you realize, oh, I've been talking to people for the last 20 years from my element. Now I can see they are totally different. They perceive things differently than I do. They see things differently than I do. And so you start to speak their language. And that's one of the most beautiful things about the five elements.
Mm-hmm. And so understanding who you're living with, what their elements are, or their main elements, so that you can understand them and help in communication. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, Dondi.
You are so welcome. Thank you to all the listeners, and it was a joy. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, I advise everybody to check out the book and learn a lot more about how to deal with your communications between people and your relationships and understanding yourself. So go to learnthefiveelements.com. So I'm Chris Stainis, founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation. We have a couple events coming up. On June 3rd, this weekend, we are sponsoring an immigration and refugee support workshop, and it's in West Seattle. And July 8th, we have our fourth annual Mankind Project co-sponsored event dealing with the gender issues. This year is totally with what's going on with our country, the misogyny, the gender, a lot of the gender imbalances. And it's going to be a fabulous day in this beautiful park setting in Redmond. And you can check that out on our website, womanofwisdom.org. And I would love for you to check out my book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. It's now available in Kindle, which means all the art is in color. You can check that out at Amazon. You can purchase the soft cover book at womanofwisdom.org, and benefits Women of Wisdom. So I hope you check it out. It's a compilation of the divine feminine and the many voices of art, poetry, and stories, and amazing people are in it, such as Jean Houston, who we were talking about today. So I hope everybody has a great weekend, and we'll be back next Friday.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.